Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you and hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Western Mass Weather Grab Bag. Raining and cool and dry and warm, and this weekend, watch out. Well, today the rise of COVID is in the news, as is a forthcoming sweltering weekend. Another Springfield public official down with COVID. A big event for the young people of Western Mass tonight from Junior Achievement, and a small New Hampshire town, rarely heard from, says goodbye to a 168-year-old business. All right, the weather grab bag, mostly cloudy, showers, high 62, winds west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 48, the winds are 5 to 10, and the chance of rain 30%, ultraviolet index 3, humidity 42%. Springfield Police Department announced today that Superintendent Cheryl Claproot tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The superintendent is experiencing mild symptoms and took an at-home test on Wednesday morning yesterday, which came back positive. She then took a PCR test and is awaiting those results. The superintendent, who is vaccinated and received her booster, will follow CDC guidelines by isolating at home and continuing to work remotely. Deputy Chief William Cochran and her command staff will handle any administrative duties in her absence. So if you're keeping track, that's the second public official, of course, alongside of the top public official, Mayor Sarno, down with COVID. And speaking of which, as the mayor convalesces, his very busy schedule does not slow down as such. Chief of Staff Tom Ash pinch hits for the mayor and will join with the Society of William Rice for a special cocktail party with special guest and award-winning sculptor Don Gummer. That'll be today at the Quadrangle. Chief of Staff Ash will present a mayoral proclamation on behalf of Mayor Dom Sarno to thank Don for sharing his work with the city. Now, Tom Ash remains busy as he attends Junior Achievement of Western Mass 18 and Under event this evening at Tower Square. We'll talk more about that in a moment. We'll even speak with JAWM Executive Director Jen Connolly. So Chief of Staff Ash will present mayoral proclamations to the Springfield students being recognized and honored as part of the Junior Achievement 18 and Under event. And they've done some amazing professional things you'll hear about. Junior Achievement in Western Mass, as I mentioned, will recognize the youth engaged in community service tonight at Tower Square in Springfield. It's celebrating its first 18 and under class of 2022. So, Executive Director of Junior Achievement of Western Mass, Jen Connolly, tells us what 18 and under is all about.
Jen Connolly, you're busily preparing for, is it 18 under 18 tonight?
Yes, it is.
This is Junior Achievement, of course. What is 18 under 18 all about?
18 under 18 is a recognition event that we put together to, as kind of our like a solution for coming out of the pandemic or a reaction to coming out of the pandemic. It recognizes 18 students from middle grade to high school from all around Western Massachusetts for their leadership, their community involvement, and their entrepreneurial thinking. It doesn't mean they had to start a business, but creative, out-of-the-box thinking.
Where is this going to be tonight?
The event is actually taking place in Tower Square in the City Walk Cafe area. We have the students. They all have headshots. They'll be receiving recognition sculptures, and their families will get lawn signs to put on their lawn. And it's all up on our website. All the bios and the headshots are up there. They'll also have an opportunity to sign up for some mentoring and a seminar on creating LinkedIn.
So this is a public event, correct?
Well, it's by tickets. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
Yes, we're actually having a whole dinner, so they're having a networking event ahead of time, and all the students have created posters, like about me posters, to make it easier for them to network with the guests as they're coming in. It'll have, you know, we have one student that's written published two books during the COVID. We have another one that's creating an engineering way to change how bicycles can change gears and things. And we have students that have created videos on water conservation, and it's just amazing. One young girl's eighth grade, she's already started, already had three companies that she's created. So it's a way for them to be able to talk about themselves without kind of staring at adults going through. So they're going, we wanted to make it easier on them. They're going to do that. Then we'll have a buffet dinner, and then we'll do the presentations. We have a little slideshow with each student coming up and getting their recognition piece. And then there's a DJ, and we're going to have, at the end, a candy bar with all different kinds of candy that they can pick up on their way out.
This is wonderful, Jen, and it sounds very exciting. And I'm sure the tickets have gone largely to family and friends to be part of this wonderful event for these young people who really have distinguished themselves. And I'm glad that they're getting a real nice acknowledgement for it. It must make you very proud.
It is. It was for us, for William Jura, he's our new development director, and he created this program. And we interviewed, we had 27 nominations. We interviewed 26 students all in 1 week, and the stories were amazing. It was very hard to get it down to 18. And sometimes we were laughing. We were amazed, and other times we were in tears. So it was an emotional journey. And we've just met so many young people that are so, our idea was to let the students know that the community, because they're feeling disconnected from COVID and everything, that the community is invested in them and appreciates them, but also to let the community know your future is really bright.
Well, how wonderful. And this is just another example of the difference that junior achievement at Western Mass makes in the lives of these young people. So Jen Connolly, Executive Director, Junior Achievement Western Mass, 18 under 18, big event tonight at Tower Square in Springfield. Thanks for telling us about it, Jen.
Well, thank you for asking. We look forward to talking with you again.
Now, for those who are hankering for the warm temperatures, you got them. And you've got them this weekend. Not just warm, but oppressive. So the weather word is hot and humid. And as such, Springfield health officials are reminding you to stay cool this weekend. They won't be able to help you very much because the cooling centers aren't going to be open. Now, according to local weather service, temperatures are expected to reach the mid to high 90s. Mayor Sarno and Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris are encouraging those who need to keep cool over the weekend to utilize their local neighborhood library. The library is open, and you can visit one of the many beautiful and shaded neighborhood parks or visit indoor places such as your local mall. Because, due to the recent surge in COVID cases and out of an abundance of caution, Springfield will not be opening the cooling centers. In addition, according to local weather services, the anticipated high temperatures will be breaking Monday after this weekend. Well, this item on our agenda is purely self-serving, but worthy of mention. It's a bit personal to me, as I spent many happy years of my life as a resident of this town in New Hampshire. A 168-year-old company in New Hampshire known for its hand-woven hardwood baskets is closing its factory and stopping production, partly because of an insect pest that has been destroying ash trees. The Peterborough Basket Company, and of course Peterborough, New Hampshire, has been in business since 1854. The company said in a recent announcement that the baskets are principally made of U.S.-grown Appalachian white ash. Now, this is the same wood that's used in axe handles and baseball bats. And for some years, the emerald ash borer beetle, remember him, has reduced the availability of the wood used to make the baskets. The emerald ash borer has destroyed tens of millions of trees in the U.S. and Canada. Well, the company said that extreme labor shortages, ongoing supply chain issues, and owners who are ready to retire are among the other considerations in deciding to close. The factory plans to produce its last basket this summer or fall. Peterborough is a town appreciated by such as Leonard Bernstein and Thornton Wilder, who based his famous and time-honored play, Our Town, on the community. In fact, wrote it there in residence at the artist's retreat known as the McDowell Colony. He appreciated the community and its people, and Peterborough doesn't make national news all that often, but I love the town. Thank you very much for being with us. I wish you coolness this weekend, wherever you may be find it. If you're fortunate enough to have air conditioning, use it, enjoy it, let it deliver you from the oppressive heat. If you don't have air conditioning, well, we've mentioned some places you might be able to go just to cool down. Fortunately, this is not a heat wave that's going to last for days or weeks or more. It's really just this weekend. And then, of course, you know, we're going to face this again through the course of the season. But thank you very much for being with us. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll wrap things up for the weekend here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Please remember, all of our programs are available to you. They're all archived and they're available to you at the site at Pioneer Valley Radio at podbean.com. And please go back and review them, check them out, send them to somebody who you think might be interested. And join me tomorrow. Our shows are available to you on demand day and night. And I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.